Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Murtiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Well, in the book of Islam, you know, Allah the Almighty says Allah is Al-Khaliq, and it is mentioned in the book of, Islam Quran. And again, in the book of Islam, it is mentioned Al-Bari, you know. So these two terms, I mean, the first one means in English creator, and the second one actually means evolver. So Quran teaches us both. And for, you know, Muslim, there is actually no need for, you know, separation between religion and science. It is understood from the Quran, you know, revealed over 1,400 years ago, that there is both creation and evolution. So, and in both, you know, instances, it is only Allah who is able to do all things. In fact, it was the Muslim scientists, you know, more than 1,000 years ago, who set, you know, the stage for the advancement of, you know, learning, technology, and, you know, disciplines in science that we know today. So Allah the Almighty, you know, explained how He created everything in the universe and brought all life out of water. So He created humans from, you know, from earth, not from monkeys. And actually, there is no need to attempt, you know, fabrications of links to the animal world in Islam. And, you know, the Quran itself says that Adam and Eve, you know, were created in heaven and not on the earth. When they were actually, when they disobeyed Allah, they both were expelled, you know, from Allah, and they were sent down to earth. So Muslims even believe that souls are, you know, assigned to them, to humans, you know, 40 days after the human, you know, inception. And the Quran itself again mentions that angels retrieve human souls on two occasions. One occasion is when actually humans die, and the other occasion is when every time, you know, humans fall asleep. So when humans wake up, the angels actually release those souls back to them. So here we can see that everything is in the hands of God, and God is really powerful enough to change, you know, to bring change into things, and even, you know, to create things without, you know, any prior existence. So it is Allah the Almighty that, you know, takes souls of men at the time of death, and I mean those that did not actually die during their sleep, those on, you know, whom He has actually passed the decree of death, He keeps actually back, but the rest He sends, you know, to their bodies for a term appointed. And verily in this are signs and informations for those who actually reflect. So here we can see that there are a lot of documented and direct, evidences from the Holy Book of Islam that Almighty God is in charge of everything. If we talk about creation of things and we talk about the, you know, evolution of things, again, God is in the center. So Allah has, you know, created every animal from water, and we know that water is the most important and precious material in the world. So when we say everything is created from water, of these creations are some of them actually creeping on their, you know, bellies, some walk on two legs, and, you know, some on four. So Allah creates what He wills. You know, for sure Allah has power, you know, over all things. So again, it is mentioned in the book of Islam, Quran. So here we talk about, you know, creation of the universe, and we can provide explanation and descriptions that how it has happened. You know, everybody knows that the holy book of Islam, Quran, almost 14 centuries ago, was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and it was full of, you know, science, and every simple things and complicated things were directly, you know, explained in that book 14 centuries ago. So even when we talk about the creation of animals and the human beings as the super one, you know, which has actually different functions, we have to, assure that this certainly happened by the power of God, and He has the power over everything. So this idea, you know, includes this super idea that Allah can do whatever He wants if He wills. So He can actually reshape things. He can, you know, alter, you know, His creation, and whatever He wants, He can do as if He actually chooses to do so. Evolution versus creation, in the words of Dr. Yasser Qazi.
Firstly, we need to understand that the Muslim perspective of evolution is very different than the Christian perspective. And one of the biggest misunderstandings that happen when Muslims say we don't believe in evolution is that agnostics, atheists, Christians assume that our perspective is exactly the same as theirs. Now, I'm not generalizing, but there are predominantly those Christians who deny evolution, deny that there was such thing as dinosaurs. They say that we were here for only 6,000 years. They believe in a very different version of events than modern science actually proved. Modern science can prove that there were dinosaurs. Modern science can prove that humans have been around for at least 20, 30,000 years. Homo sapiens, our species, we have documented evidence through carbon-14 dating, through pictures on walls, through cave paintings in France. 30,000 years ago, the Aborigines have a history of at least 25,000 years. When we as Muslims are presented with these facts, we don't understand that when we say evolution is false, it's assumed that our stance is the same as that of Christians. You see, our Sharia, our Quran did not come with any timeline. We don't have to restrict ourselves to 6,000 years. We can say that human beings have been around for 20, 30, 40,000 years. It doesn't contradict anything in our tradition. We don't have any problems affirming other life entities and forms. There's nothing un-Islamic about believing in dinosaurs. In fact, when science tells us there were dinosaurs, well, then we believe there were dinosaurs. Our Sharia, Allah clearly says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah has created that which you do not know. Our Sharia, because many verses in the Quran that there are creations. I'm getting a little bit fishy here, but there, I would even argue that the Quran argues for life forms outside of our life forms, right? Yeah. You know, وَبَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّ وَهُوَ عَلَى جَمْعِ مِنْ دَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has scattered creatures across the creations. This is what Allah has said. And I would even argue the Quran actually has references that there are other life species and forms beyond even our own. So what we're denying is simply that the Adamic story is a metaphor. We don't believe that. We believe that God created Adam and Eve, and from the two of them, our species basically came. It could be that minor variations occur within a species. So they've documented, let's say, on the Galapagos Islands, a certain lizard becomes different after 5-10 generations. We have no problems affirming that. They've documented fruit flies, and 20-30 generations of fruit flies, they might develop certain chromosomes or modify their DNA. For us, this is only more power to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has created inside of this creature the mechanism to adapt. However, modern science cannot, it has not, and it cannot prove that all life forms evolve from the very same species. And I watched an interview with Richard Dawkins. Richard Dawkins is a self-professed prophet of atheism. He says he's the prophet of no God. That's what he says. And he preaches, he's the most militant atheist, I would say, alive today. And Richard Dawkins was interviewed by BBC. And basically, the interviewer said, even in your version of evolution, there are big gaps that are unanswered. Therefore, you have to have a leap of faith. Just like people of religion have big gaps and they have leaps of faith. What's so different? I mean, you don't know everything. They don't know everything. You've explained it in one mechanism, they've explained it in another. When he was presented with that, he was like, well, I suppose you could look at it that way, but my faith in science is more than my faith in a God. Right? In the end of the day, even Richard Dawkins has to acknowledge that he cannot connect the dots. You know that there was a certain species of Neanderthals 100,000 years ago. We don't have a problem affirming that. You know that dinosaurs existed. We don't have a problem affirming that. You know that X, Y, Z, you have all of these dots. The question is, how do you connect the dots, right? Richard Dawkins has his version of events, and that version is basically a godless version. We have our version of events. In the end of the day, to be very simplistic, it does boil down to a little bit of faith. Richard Dawkins has more faith in, I would say, nothing. We have faith in what we call God and the traditions.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, the teacher. So as I was saying earlier, there is no concrete evidence, you know, to support actually a crossover in development from one type to another. You know, no one has ever heard that, you know, a reptile turning into a bird or, for example, alligators, you know, turning into, for example, cows. So this idea that is mentioned in Quran are quite clear when Allah tells us of having, you know, brought forth, you know, other life forms and then, you know, destroying or replacing them with others. This, again, does not, you know, imply evolution in the sense of, you know, one type becoming or changing into another. So here we can simply say that Allah tells us He is Al-Bari, you know, the shaper or evolver. But once again, this does not mean that He has a need actually to bring about each individual, you know, life form all, you know, from one kind. Actually, while you are reading the Holy Book of Quran, you can learn He has, you know, brought, you know, many types and shapes and sizes as He wills. So changes even within species occur even, you know, as quickly as one or two seasons, not even, you know, taking a whole year, you know, much less millions as was actually supposed by, you know, Darwin. And, you know, there are a lot of evidences that shoot down actually Darwin's theory completely. And today we can even laugh at those, you know, theories. So here it's very simple to understand that, you know, creation and, you know, evolution happens in the religion of Islam. But for both, you know, this is the power of God and the will of God who can do so. And from the Islamic point of view, you know, there must be always a kind of rational, you know, approach to, you know, to the whole subject. Because, you know, if we just, you know, take always the simplest perspective to everything, it will actually lead us, you know, go astray. So from the religious point of view, every human being, in particular Muslims, need to be improved and need to be, you know, elevated in physical life. So religion can help, every creature to be elevated. So, you know, if we talk about the physical aspect, it is okay. Everybody is aware of that. But from the spiritual, you know, aspect or from the ethical point of view, again, we can see that these Muslims actually need, evolution and a radical change, because without spirituality and without, ethical form of life, our physical life will not be actually perfect, and we will not reach that highest level of, you know, dignity. So that's why the religion of Islam, you know, brings evolution and creation together, because we have, for example, we can learn a lot, you know, good habits and bad habits from our surroundings. But the religion of Islam, you know, teaches us very directly, and even it helps us to address our, you know, challenges very professionally and cautiously in order to give, you know, ourselves a chance to be elevated, you know, religiously and spiritually, and at the same time, you know, ethically. So that's why this rational approach to all subjects is very much given a great attention. So that's what I want to say is that God is our creator and God is our evolver and nobody else. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha